Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, and you have purposely and consciously and conscientiously tuned into The Joy of Living. Yes, this show is all about one reason, you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. The only reason you are making investment of your time, your energy, your mind is because you know it's good for you. Y-O-U. Your humble host, Barry Shore, is broadcasting through this magic, mystical medium called Internet Radio through the VoiceAmerica.com platform. And if you ever miss a moment of this show and you don't want to do that, and you want to listen again, you certainly want to do that, and you want to share this with at least five people, and you absolutely want to do that, then go to BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y, S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, and you'll be able to access this and all the information about one of the most dynamic, beautiful, giving, loving people that you ever have the experience of listening to and learning from. And just about in a few minutes, we'll talk about that. Right now, I'd like to welcome 263,789 people listening to us to the Joy of Living around the world. And the reason I mention that, in addition to the fact that it's a lot of people, is that every week we get another 20, 30, 40,000 people because people who listen to the show regularly are encouraging and influencing their friends. You've got to listen to this. You've got to download it. And thank God there'll be probably a million downloads from this because everybody's going to do it five times. You're going to share this and you're going to create bridges of harmony by giving it with family, friends, and especially, by the way, people who are not your friends, who you think they're not your friends, and you want to create a friendship. That's what builds harmony and goodness. Now, on this show, we work with the three major principles of life, which are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And as a result of that, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. Yes, you, no matter who you think you are, you can and do and will make a difference, especially if you listen to what we share with you here, what we learn here. It's a part of neuro-linguistic programming for the positive, the purposeful, the powerful, and the pleasant. And that's the other great part. The third principle is, when you learn the secrets and unlock the power of simple everyday words and terms, then what you're doing is creating a pathway of goodness in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds. Simple example, www. If you ask anybody, what does www stand for? Well, most of the time people say it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. It's true. But in our world, the world of the joy of living and learning how to live in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, ta-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat to wonderful, amazing Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch tens of millions, hundreds of millions, not billions of people. What a wonderful world. And when you hear that, usually you say, wow, because that's what life is all about. Wow. Now, wow is an acronym that stands for Words of Wisdom. You're going to hear a lot of words today, and you're going to want to hear them again and again. So again, download this, share it with people, because our great visitor, happy to say a friend, Bob Berg, B-U-R-G, is one of the world's leading experts in self-development, improvement, and touching the entrepreneurial spirit So you will be transformed. You'll be transported. You will be soaring within the next few minutes when you listen to Bob Berg. That was another great example of a wonderful insight into an acronym is the word SMILE. Everybody loves the word SMILE. S-M-I-L-E. But SMILE stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. That's what a smile is, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, they said we have over 263,000 people listening, and probably 25, 30,000 are new. So those who've been listening for a while know this to be the fact that we are training ourselves to be able to do that. But some people come to me and call me and send me text and an email and say, but wait a minute, I've been up for hours already, Barry Shore. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, oh, hello, did you get out of bed this morning? Millions of people on the planet didn't see miracles in life every day. Do you have clean, potable drinking water? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have food to eat? Do you have shelter? Do you have friends and family? Are you able to walk? Seeing miracles in life every day. When you do that, you transform yourself. What you're doing is you're creating the kind of world that you want to live in. And CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for Causing Rethinking, Enabling All to Excel. And when you do that, you create the kind of world you want to live in. Now, I do have to warn you in advance throughout this show that your humble host, Barry Shore, that's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, that I do use four-letter F-U word, and I use it frequently throughout the show. So just be aware. And one of the reasons I do is because it's fun. Oh, there it is right there. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. Now, of course, there are always new people who say, but wait a minute, Barry Shore, that's not how you spell fun. You spell it F-U-N, only three letters. Not in my world, and this is my world. You're here today because you want to be here. You want to grow and develop and be the best you possible. F-U, everybody, capital N, capital N, fun. Because if you can't have fun, you're not going to be able to loosen up and get on the pathway to living in joy daily. Now, one of the ways to do that, by the way, is to utilize two of the most positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant words that exist in the English language. And those two words are thank you. Thank you. Now, thank is a wonderful acronym. It stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. As the Dalai Lama is wont to say and has written down, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So you just went into a place, you paid $5 for a coffee. Say thank you. They didn't bring it to you. Say thank you. Someone held the door open for you. Say thank you. Someone didn't hold the door open for you. Say thank you. Someone cut you off in traffic. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night and you stubbed your toe in the table and it hurt and you said, thank you. Because what you're doing is you're programming yourself for positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant activities in life. When you do that, your thoughts, your words, and your deeds begin to harmonize and network kindness. And kindness is a great acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And speaking of noble deeds and noble people, I would like to ask right now wonderful, amazing Bob Berg, that's B-U-R-G, to just give a quick hello to 263,000+ people around the world. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about Bob, and he'll bring him right back after the break. Bob, can you say a big hello to hundreds of thousands of people around the world?
Hello, everybody. Great to be with you today.
Wow, thank you. Did you hear that uplifting spirit? Well, that's the person you're going to be speaking with or listening to in just a few minutes. So, Bob, thank you very much for being with us. Bob embodies the entrepreneurial spirit. His whole world is about something called the Go-Giver. Now, a great acronym for give and for giver in our world, we have a dictionary that is called the Positive Word Dictionary. Give and giver, give stands for generosity invigorates valuable energy. That's what give is. Giver is generosity invigorates valuable energy repeatedly. Because when you're a giver, it happens more and more, and the spiral continues to grow bigger and bigger all the time. So I'm just going to do a little bit of introduction to Bob, and then we'll come back after the break, and we'll go right in depth to speaking about this amazing being. Bob is the author of a number of books on what we call the SIM situation. SIM stands for sales, influence, and marketing. And he has sold over 1 million books. Not only has he sold them, I'd be willing to bet that 99% of them have been read. That's even a bigger tribute to him and his co-author, John David Mann. And it's been translated into 28 languages, so you know people are reading it. So their greatest contribution to the world is what they call the Go-Giver series, in contrast to, of course, the Go-Getter series, which existed in the 19th century, but Bob is not that old. So he's created something called the Go-Giver series and the Go-Giver influencer. And Bob is an unabashed advocate, supporter, and defender of our free enterprise system. And we're talking to people throughout the world. Everybody listening to The Joy of Living is interested in becoming better, in whether it's monetary terms and spiritual terms, in the ability to share with other people. So that's what the free enterprise system is really about. Money is a byproduct because that's what is given to one in direct proportion to how you serve. In addition to one other thing, I want to mention that Bob is a completely unabashed, unapologetic, animal-loving fanatic. He loves furry creatures, and he does everything he can to be of benefit, to help out and make sure that they are taken care of and don't suffer from the kinds of things that a lot of human beings do. So we have about 2 minutes before the break. Bob, I'd like to just have you come in and begin the process of, let's start talking about the free enterprise system, and let's talk about money and success in today's environment, which unfortunately in America is becoming a bit tainted.
Yeah, well, you know, free enterprise or free market capitalism has really taken more people out of poverty, and it has helped better the lives of countless millions of people. But unfortunately, it's very, very misunderstood. And very unfortunately, people confuse capitalism with something called cronyism. And the two are often mixed up, which is a big part of the trouble with the misunderstanding. Because free market capitalism, by definition, simply means that people are free to buy, sell, trade with one another fairly. Now, with very, very limited interference from government. Now, government's legitimate function in a free market-based economy is indeed to protect the citizenry, protect the individual from force and fraud. So a free market does not mean there are no rules at all. You cannot defraud someone. You cannot force someone to do business with you. But otherwise, people are absolutely free to live their lives however they see fit in pursuit of their own happiness, and that includes business. Now,
let's just do one thing here. The good news is that we have a sponsor, or a number of sponsors, and they're going to be chiming in here. So you just said some wonderful things that are keeping people on the edge of their seats. So just hold those thoughts, and when we come back, you're going to have the free reign for a number of minutes when we come back, so you can educate and help people who want to do better for themselves and for the world. So we'll see you back, everybody, in just a few minutes. Don't go away, because Bob is filled to overflowing with giving. F you, Bob. Gonna have a lot of fun. Be right back. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Everyone is traveling, running around, getting thoughtful gifts for the people you care about. I think you care about yourself a lot. And then you can care about a lot of other people, too. Because right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible. Audible, you've heard of them. That's the greatest, most powerful library of edutainment in the world. You can get 3 months for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. How do you do that? Go to audible.com, audible.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, all caps, you know that. And when you can use Audible, you can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere. It is one of the greatest, most bountiful, most beneficial memberships you'll ever have. And the benefits of membership don't stop with just great stuff. You get to own your own books. You get lots of other free things. I urge you, go to audible.com, audible.com/Barry, caps, B-A-R-R-Y, and access an unbeatable collection of audiobooks, bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs. This is great for you and everybody on your gift list. Go to audible.com, audible.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Do it now. Hello, holidays are here. Uh-oh, stress. What color is your stress? And you know, when you get stressed, you really want to pause and make some moments for you. Y-O-U. Let's reclaim the holiday magic. Well, that's great. How do you do that, you ask? Aha, here's a way. Go to calm.com/Barry. Calm, calm.com/Barry. Calm is more than meditation. You get access to hundreds of hours of content, sleep stories, soothing music, nature noises, so much more. Over 60 million people use Calm to help them relax. For a limited time, our show listeners get 25% off the Calm premium subscription. Calm.com/Barry. And it comes with unlimited access to Calm's entire library. Start today, calm.com/Barry. That's calm.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be glad you did.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today in the figure of one Bob Berg, B-U-R-G. Bob Berg is one of the leading experts in the world in the realm of entrepreneurship, and that translates into you becoming the best you possible, making money, helping other people, becoming a go-giver. So Bob, without further ado, please tell us, what does it mean to be a go-giver, and how does that work with the human personality, the human nature?
Yeah, well, being a go-giver simply means you understand that shifting your focus, and this is really the key, shifting your focus from getting to giving. And when we say giving in this context, we simply mean constantly and consistently providing immense value to others. And understanding that doing so is not only a more pleasant way of conducting business, it's the most financially profitable way as well. Not for some, you know, way out, woo-woo, magical, mystical reasons, but it really, as you alluded to, it ties directly into human nature. Because let's face it, when you're that person who is able to move from a focus on yourself to a focus on others, to making other people's lives better, to bringing value to them, to helping solve their problems, to, well, what happens is people feel good about you and people want to get to know you. They begin to like you and trust you. They want to be in relationship with you. They want to do business with you. And, you know, of course, that way everyone wins. But, you know, I often, when I speak at a sales conference, I'll often begin by saying, you know, nobody's going to buy from you because you have a quota to meet. And, you know, we all laugh because we know that's true, right? No one's going to buy from you because you need the money, and they're not even going to buy from you because you're a really nice person. They're going to buy from you because they believe they will be better off by doing so than by not doing so. And in a free market-based economy, and when I say free market, I simply mean, again, no one is forced to do business with anyone else. In a free market-based economy, that's the only reason why they should buy from you or from me or from anyone else, because they believe they'll benefit. Now, here's the great thing about this, and this is why a free market works so well for those who understand this, and it works very well for the consumer, because when no one's forced to buy from you, it means that you, as the entrepreneur, as the salesperson, you must focus on bringing value to that person. You must focus on what they need, what they want, what they desire. You must focus on discovering their problems and then helping to solve their problems. And when you do that, you'll be rewarded with their business. And this is why we say that money is simply an echo of value, right? Money is an echo of value. It's the thunder, if you will, to value's lightning, which means really that the focus must be on the value. The value comes first, and the money you receive is simply a very natural result of the value you provided another human being.
Bob, that was so clear, concise, and compelling that one would literally be amazed that anybody would not understand it or not want it. Please, I know this is going out of your usual discussion. Why do you think in today's environment, right now, 2019, the end of the year and coming up to an election year, that there is a lunge, not certainly by everybody, but a significant percentage of the, in quotation marks, younger population away from free market and towards a more government-controlled socialist market?
Well, you know, you hate to pin blame, and it's certainly not this way 100%, but the message is that kids are getting growing up. I mean, basically in any public school, and again, I don't want to blame anyone. I mean, but this you've got to kind of call it as it is. They're inundated in these, you know, public schools or government schools that, you know, that, you know, rich people are bad and mean and nasty and, you know, everyone's a victim and it's the victim of the capitalistic system. And let's face it, it's not just now. I mean, now it's really sort of coming home, but for years and years, I mean, you could watch any movie, any major movie, and there's always the message within that movie that there are two types of people, right? There are the good people who are portrayed as poor but happy and honest and righteous, and they're always being picked on, stepped over, taken advantage of by who? The rich people, right? The who are mean and nasty and cowardly and have no soul. A good friend of mine, Randy Gage, who's one of the top people today on the topic of abundance and prosperity, he points out the movie Spider-Man, the original movie. There's a scene early where Uncle Ben is sitting with Peter Parker, who becomes Spider-Man eventually, and he says to Peter, to young Peter, he says, "Well, Peter, we may not be rich, but at least we're honest." And, you know, these are the kind of messages that kids grow up hearing. And again, a lot of times from combination of family, upbringing, environment, schooling, certainly. And then, you know, the news media. What does the news media report on? You never hear the report, you know, corporate CEO treats people fairly, right? You know, it just doesn't sell. It doesn't get eyeballs.
Man bites dog.
Right, exactly. But what you do read about or hear about is, you know, is Enron and Tyco
Let me interrupt you for a moment, interrupt your flow. And I agree with you that it seems to be a part and parcel of the public school education. But one of the reasons that I believe Bob Berg exists on this earth, as well as Barry Shore and the people listening to the show, because everybody's listening to The Joy of Living, is interested in becoming the best you possible. And the best you means being successful in everything you do. Successful. That may mean making a lot of money and embodying the values that are consistent with honesty, openness, being real, touching lives. Am I correct? I mean, that is what Bob Berg is all about. That's why you exist, right?
Yeah. And again, I don't want to blame, and I'm not saying it's the school system. I'm saying that when you say that, you know, a generation of young adults now who seem to be moving toward and not only accepting but embracing socialism, which is based on economic principles that not only don't work, Barry, but wherever they have been tried, they've ended up in disaster. You've got a challenge. And, you know, so as much as I do want to be positive and I want to be uplifting, and that's where I go, if someone says, well, so why do people think that? Well, it's when people are educated to think in a certain way, that's where they're going to think. So I think what we need to do is just kind of, you know, gently and tactfully and kindly first understand the difference between free market capitalism, cronyism, and socialism, and be able to, through example, teach what the benefits of capitalism really are.
That is so well said, Bob. One of the phrases that I've used often, and it's coming out of my new book, 36 Words That Upgrade the World, there's a phrase, teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words.
Sure.
Because it's by our actions that we are known. And one of the reasons that I really love the Go Giver series and the philosophy, and I have been asking to have Bob on the show for a long time, is because the principles that are in the Go Giver series are fundamental to living well. And well means in every aspect. It could mean, yes, fine, I have more money than the average person. I may not have several billion. I may only have 100 million or 200 million. But still, I can live nicely. But the point is that honesty, influence for good, being real, building a network that touches lives and being a benefit is really the essence and the goal of life since time immemorial. Socialism has an attraction because it says, oh, gee, it would be really nice if people didn't have to be on the streets. That's true. And we can take care of that because when I make more money, I give, like what Bob Berg does.
Right.
Bob isn't, as I said, he cares about furry creatures. He also cares about furry creatures that are two-legged. But the point is, he puts his money and his time where his mouth is. And that's the genius of the joy of living and becoming the best you. When you're the best you possible and you become infused with the go-giver spirit, then you are now transforming the world. Am I correct on that, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right on the mark. Absolutely. And if you really want to, for someone who really is interested in, you know, understanding truths, and again, these are, in a sense, economic truths and life truths, that in the more free market a society is, the better off the less advantaged are. Because you're better off being poor in a free society than you are being middle class in a statist society.
Right. I'd rather be poor in America than a high middle class in Venezuela at the moment.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. And yet it's difficult for people to understand that because to them it sounds so generous to say, oh, just, you know, let government redistribute the money and let's take care. But it never works out that way. It never has, and it can't.
One of the three great lies in the world that still exists, as Ronald Reagan used to say so wonderfully, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. But we're not. Yeah. We are for free enterprise. We're for the American way. And what we're going to be doing, but we have another minute, Bob. I'd like you to start the process of telling us what happened when you became involved with a mentor and sort of a drive-by situation. Just set up the situation so that people can stay in the edge of their seats. And we'll come back in just a minute or so and tell the rest of the story. But what was this drive-by mentor situation?
Well, it was a person at a company where I used to work. I'd been in sales for a couple of years. I'd learned sales. I was doing pretty well, but I wasn't near my potential. And I came back to the office one day really disgusted at myself. And he saw that, and he knew that while I had potential, there was something I was really, really missing, and that this one thing could make a huge difference for me.
Wow! And on that note, this one thing, stay in the edge of your seats, people. Don't fall off, but we'll be back with amazing Bob Burg, B-U-R-G, the author of that great series called Go Giver. We'll see you back here in just a couple of minutes, and you'll hear the rest of the story. It's the holiday time, and guess what? There's more stress now, and sometimes it's more difficult to fall asleep. I know for me, sleeplessness has been a chronic issue. I was looking for something to help me better and help me in a normal, natural way. I found it. It's called Feels, F-E-A-L-S, Feels. This is premium CBD oil. It's delivered directly to my door, and it makes me feel better naturally, reduces stress, anxiety, and for me, sleeplessness, because that was the issue for me, maybe for you as well. But the real issue is it's easy to take, and most important, it works. Isn't that wonderful? It works. And if you've never heard of CBD oil before, it's worth it to check it out. If you know about CBD oil, check it out. And this is a great part also. Real human support. They have a CBD hotline because this is stuff that really makes you feel better naturally. Now, I like this product a lot. I use it. It has me feeling better every day. You can become a member of Feels. That's F as in Frank, E-A-L-S, feels.com/joyofliving, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. And you can cancel anytime. They're only here to help you. That's F-E-A-L-S, feels.com/joyofliving. Become a member, get 50% off automatically your first order. You'll be happy you did. Feels, feals.com/joyofliving. Do it. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have found good in abundance. abundance in the personality of Bob Burg, B-U-R-G. Now, I just want to mention to you that the word good is quite wonderful, G-O-O-D. If you take that second O and you make a little clip in it, and now you elongate that O and it becomes an L, so you turn the good into gold. And that's what we have here coming out of the lips of Bob Burg. He's sharing with us, touching us right to our quick and in our hearts and our minds. And he's about to tell us what happened when he came back to the office one day, a forlorn salesperson who knew he could do better. And then somebody told him one thing that not only changed everything for him, made him a lot of money, and gave him a new outlook on life. Bob, what was that, and where can we go with it?
Well, so I come back to the office feeling really disgusted with myself, and he was a guy, you know, an older guy. He didn't really say much, but he was one of these people, whenever he did say something, that was always profound. And he said to me, Burg, can I give you some advice? And I said, yeah, please. And he said, if you want to make a lot of money in business, actually, he said, if you want to make a lot of money in sales, he said, don't have making money as your target. Your target, he said, is serving others.
Yeah.
Now, when you hit the target, you'll get a reward. And that reward will come in the form of money, and you can do with that money whatever you choose. But never forget, he said, the money is simply the reward for hitting the target. It ain't the target itself. Your target is serving others. And that's where it hit me that, you know, everything I've been doing, you know, learning the techniques and the strategies, and those are good in and of themselves. Those are always very important. But it was really understanding where my focus had to be. And it was the understanding that great salesmanship is never about the salesperson. In fact, great salesmanship is never about the product or service itself, as important as that is. Great salesmanship is about the other person. It's understanding that you are there to serve another human being, and it's all about the value that you're able to provide them through your product and service, as well as
your product,
education,
yes,
and empathy and help and assistance and so forth.
And that dovetails right back to the free enterprise system, the ability to serve. That's what we sign up for. When we sign up to become a salesperson for a particular product service company, as long as we are thinking about making money, we will be limited in our ability to make money. You still may make money. You still may make a lot of money, but you'll never live to your full potential. So let's talk about the interesting dilemma, not dilemma, the difference between price and value.
Sure. And this has to do with law number one from the Go-Giver, which is the law of value, which says your true worth in the business sense is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. So this is very counterintuitive when you first hear it. Give more in value than you take in payment? That really, it sounds like a recipe for bankruptcy, right? And so it's important to understand, as you said, the difference between price and value. Price is a dollar amount. It's a dollar figure. It's finite. It simply is what it is. Value, on the other hand, is the relative worth or desirability of a thing, of something, to the end user or beholder. In other words, what is it about this thing, this product, this service, this concept, this idea, what have you, that brings so much worth or value to another human being that they will willingly exchange their money for it and be ecstatic that they did, while you also make a very, very healthy profit. Can I share a quick example of how that would work?
I was going to ask you, Bob, would you share a quick example?
Well, let's say you hire an accountant to do your taxes, and this accountant charges you, we'll just name a round figure, $1,000. That's his fee, or literally his price, $1,000 to do your taxes. But what value is this accountant providing you? Well, she is she, first of all, she saves you $5,000 in taxes. She also saves you countless hours of time, and she provides you and your family with the security and the peace of mind of knowing it was done correctly. So we can see right here that again, while price is finite, value is both concrete in terms of that $5,000 savings, but it's also conceptual, right? That peace of mind is priceless. How do you even put a price on peace of mind? And so what she did is she gave you well over $5,000 in value in exchange for a $1,000 price. So she gave you more in value than she took in payment. So you feel great about it because you receive much more in value than what you paid for. But she also made a very, very healthy profit because to her, it was very well worth her time to do this for $1,000.
That is an extremely important and clear example. Everybody, I'm just going to recap if I may. Price is finite. Value is exponential. And we're glad to have the value rather than the dollars because the dollars are just they're going to be spending something else. This is wonderful. You say that was law number one. Are there other laws? How about one other one that you could share with us pretty easily?
Well, law number two is the law of compensation. And this says your income is determined by how many people you serve, as well as how well you serve them. So in other words, where law number one tells us to give more in value than we take in payment, law number two tells us that the more people whose lives we touch with the exceptional value we provide, the more money with which we'll be rewarded. So while law number one represents your potential income, it's law number two, the number of lives you're able to positively impact with your exceptional value, that's what will be your actual income.
That is absolutely wonderful. Everybody is asking me, I'm getting lots of typed emails and things like that, if there's a law one and a law two, maybe there's a law three?
Sure. Well, law three is the law of influence. And the law of influence says your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. Now, this, again, sounds counterintuitive, right? But all the greatest leaders, the top influencers, the highest-earning sales producers, this is simply how they run their lives and conduct their business. They're always looking for ways to benefit and help the other person. Now, let me qualify this, if I may. When we say place the other person's interest first, we certainly don't mean you should be anyone's doormat or you should be a martyr or you should be self-sacrificial in any way. Absolutely not at all. It simply is Joe, the protege in the story, learned from several of the mentors the golden rule of business, and that is that all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. And there's no faster, more powerful or more effective way to elicit those know, like, and trust feelings toward you from others than by genuinely and authentically moving from an I focus or me focus to what we call an other focus, making your win all about the other person's win.
Outstanding. Again, just as we heard in the beginning of the show, the reason that hundreds of thousands of people tune into the show is because they recognize the joy of living is all about one thing. It's not about Barry Shore, Bob Berg, and all the other wonderful people that we have here. It's about you. YOUEWE. What is in it for me in the sense of understanding that when you become the person who runs his or her life, and business. Notice how Bob put it. You run your life and, as a result, your business by focusing on service and the other, not to the exclusion of self, but to the other. What can I do with the four words that we talked about before, 36 words that upgrade the world? Four words are, how can I help? That is one of the laws that Bob advocates, and he knows what he's talking about. Bob makes a lot of money, thank God. Bob gives a lot of money, but even more than the money that he makes or he gives, Bob gives value in the sense that he gives of himself. He shares. He understands his whole life is to be a go-giver. Remember, we're talking about giving. Generosity invigorates valuable energy. It literally causes you to be more powerful than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And you become purposeful, positive, powerful, and pleasant. Bob, we just got a couple of minutes before this next break. I'd like to ask you, is there another law that you could share with us quickly?
Sure. Well, the law of authenticity, which says the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. And this was shared by one of the mentors in the story, Deborah, who learned that all the skills in the world, the sales skills, technical skills, people skills, as important as they are, and they are all very important, they're all for naught if you don't come at it from your true, authentic core. But when you do, when you come at it, when you act congruently with yourself, right? Day after day, week after week, month after month, people feel very safe with you. They feel very comfortable with you. They're much more likely to want to be in relationship with you. And so we simply have to understand that not only is being authentic a nice way to be, again, it's also a very profitable way to be.
Right. And when Bob says profit, he means P-R-O-F-I-T, and he is prophetic, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C, in the sense that he has been able to uncover and express in authentic, concise, clear, wonderful language, along with his co-author, John David Mann, these great laws and principles which make a difference to you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, the whole reason you tuned into The Joy of Living. So stay here, the edge of your seat. Bob's coming back for just a few minutes on the other side of this break, and we will continue more with this amazing person called Bob Burg, B-U-R-G. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yippee! Holidays are here! Oh my! Stress! What color is your stress? Well, when you know that's coming, it's when you want to press pause and make some moments for you. Let's reclaim the holiday magic. Oh, that's great. How do you do that, you ask? Aha! Go to calm.com/Barry. calm.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Go there right now. Calm is used by over 60 million people to help them relax. Calm is more than meditation. You get access to hundreds of hours of content, sleep stories, soothing music, nature noises, and more. Go to calm.com/Barry for a limited time, and you get 25% off the Calm premium subscriptions. It comes with unlimited access to Calm's entire library. Do it now. Go to calm.com/Barry. That's calm.com/Barry. You'll be glad you did. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Everyone is traveling, running around, getting thoughtful gifts for the people you care about. I think you care about yourself a lot. And then you can care about a lot of other people, too. Because right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible. Audible, you've heard of them. That's the greatest, most powerful library of edutainment in the world. You can get 3 months for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. How do you do that? Go to audible.com, audible.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. All caps, you know that. And when you can use Audible, you can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere. It is one of the greatest, most bountiful, most beneficial memberships you'll ever have. And the benefits of membership don't stop with just great stuff. You get to own your own books. You get lots of other free things. I urge you, go to audible.com, A-U-D, IBLE.com/Barry, caps, B-A-R-R-Y, and access an unbeatable collection of audiobooks, bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs. This is great for you and everybody on your gift list. Go to audible.com. AUDIBLE.com/Barry, BARRY. Do it now.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And as we said, you can turn good into gold just by clipping that second O and elongating it. Now it becomes an L, and we have good gold in abundance here in the being called Bob Burg, B-U-R-G. And when you go to the website barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y, S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, you will find access to many things for Bob Burg, his books, his series, all kinds of wonderful things. And you'll see a picture of him. He's a very attractive man. And that's one of the things I want to talk about right now, just for a few minutes, Bob. The ability of the go-giver to, in contrast to, let's say, what people tend to think about the go-getter, is the go-getter is a chaser. In my humble opinion, the go-giver is attractive. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, well, the go-giver part, absolutely. And because it, giving does attract, having that aura about you, that you're looking to bring value to other human beings, that's very attractive. Now, we would say in terms of a go-getter, you know, a go-getter can be looked at two different ways. It could easily be seen as the person who's out there, you know, just on the get. But we can also see a go-getter in a positive way, that they're a person who takes action. So I would like to see it that way, and see a person who's a go-getter as a person of action, which is always important, and the go-giver as a person who is always looking to bring value to others. So let's say the opposite of a go-giver, then, is a go-taker. Because
that's a very good way of saying, let's just recap it again. Go-getter, Bob is telling us, think of it always in the positive. The go-getter takes action. The go-giver gives value. And the opposite, the negative part of the go-giver or the go-getter is the go-taker. That's what we want to avoid at all costs. We don't want to be takers. We want to be givers. Value.
Exactly. It's you know, it's all about where your focus lies. And so the go-taker is always about the take. It's me, me, me. And it's they feel they're entitled to take without having added value to the person, to the process, to the situation. And typically, they're not nearly as successful as they would like to be, as they feel they deserve to be. And even when they are, and sometimes they are, it's typically not very sustainable because it hasn't been built on the right foundation. And even those people who are habitually go-takers and they seem to sustain their success, I'll tell you, they have to work a lot harder at it because they're basically in it on their own. And it's really stressful to them. And typically the other aspects of their life are not nearly as good.
So I want to go harken back to something like you just said, harken. That's talk about an old-fashioned word. The people who are in the go-giver mentality and the go-getter in the sense of taking action run their lives and their business, not their business and their lives, run their lives and their business in a congruent fashion and thereby mitigate, reduce things called stress. Everybody has stress in their lives. Sometimes stress is actually beneficial. But people who are takers, they increase stress, not only for themselves, but everybody around them. And that stress is the number one cause of disease and death in the world. That's what stress is. Stress. So being a taker is such a negative connotation that it literally means that you are willing to trade your life for that. And instead of enhancing life and becoming a benefit and a conduit of good in the world, then you become a narrowing, a person who creates stress in the world. And of anything, Bob Berg does the opposite. So we only have a few minutes left, Bob. I'd like to recap and go to one. Is there one other law? I think you said there was one more law that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, there's law number 5, the law of receptivity. And this one says the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. So, you know, it's like breathing out and breathing in, right? You can't just breathe out, right? You've got to also breathe in order to sustain, in order to survive, in order to thrive. So we breathe out and we breathe in. We breathe out carbon dioxide. We breathe in oxygen. We breathe out, which is giving. We breathe in, which is receiving. And again, we talked earlier about the negative messages we get about money, about wealth, about prosperity from the world around us. And we've got to put that aside, and we've got to constantly seek out good information, positive information about prosperity, so that we can constantly and consciously put that into our minds. So what I like people to know is that it's not a matter of being a giver or a receiver. You're a giver and a receiver. But you know that the way life works, focus needs to be on the giving of value. Focus on the giving and then allow the receiving, and you will live in abundance. You will receive an abundance of kindness, of friendship, of love, of money, of referrals, of new business. What you'll do when you're always giving value and you're allowing yourself to receive, you create what we call a benevolent context for your success.
And on that high, beautiful, loving note, abundance is one of the greatest dances in the world, the Abundance. And you, Bob Berg, are an embodiment of it. And we're so grateful for you making and investing the time with us. We're appreciative of it. May I envelop you, sir, in a hug. Are you ready? In front of 263,000 people. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you, Bob. Don't go, everybody, because here's what we're doing. We have just been touched by Bob Berg, the whole essence of go giving. And as we said at the outset, remember, there are three principles in life. One, life. Your life has a purpose. That's why you tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, BarrySHore.com. Life, your life has a purpose, and the result of that is you can go mad. Go make a difference. You heard all the wonderful things that Bob said today. I urge you to listen again. I urge you to give me 5. Share this with at least 5 people, family, friends, and especially people who are not your friends. That's the best way to make new friends. Build bridges of harmony. Remember, www, what a wonderful world. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Create the world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And remember, everybody, F you. Put a big smile on your face. Tell everybody, your friends and family and friends, you get off the show. Hey, F you. Now remember to add capital N, capital N with a big smile and say, well, that's what Barry Shore says, F-U-N-N. And remember, thank you. Thank to harmonize and network kindness. No matter what, you want to be a real human being, then conscious and conscientiously say thank you 5 times a day. You want to become an adept, someone who's already a higher level, say thank you consciously and conscientiously 10 times a day. And you want to become a master, consciously and conscientiously say thank you 26 times a day. because then you'll be a giver. You create value. You touch lives. You build networks. You're real. You stay open. You become authentic. And everything comes to you. Abundance and all the benefits of life. And that's really what you want. So our blessing for you is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.